Hey, we got Avery Smith back on with us. And Avery, thank you for your time today and coming in and talking to us about just CPL and handgun law in general. Appreciate your time.
It's always a pleasure.
So let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about what you came to discuss today, which is when you have a CPL and you actually have a firearm with you and you get stopped by a police officer, what are you required to do?
State of Michigan requires immediate disclosure if you have a firearm on you when you are stopped. As soon as that officer comes to your vehicle, you are required to immediately disclose that you have a CPL and that you're carrying that firearm. If you do not have the firearm on you, then the revisions to the law back in 2015 stated that you do not have to disclose. And so you don't even have to tell them that you have a CPL if you're not carrying that firearm. However, when I teach my students, there's a certain aspect of, I believe, professional courtesy and etiquette that I think as firearm owners we need to have. And so what I teach is that when an officer comes to your vehicle, first thing you want to do is roll your windows down, especially if it's at night. Turn your cab lights on, roll your windows down, have your hands in plain sight the whole time with your documents already in them. Don't be scrounging throughout the car while he's walking up, because now he's trying to figure out what are you reaching for. So keep your documents in a place in my truck that's got one of those slip cover things that you have on the visor. That's where my insurance and my registration is. So in the event that I do get stopped, and I had a headlight out and a Ghani officer stopped me one day, and it was in the evening, so it was dark, I rolled all four of my windows down, had the cab lights on, and my hands on top of the steering wheel with my documents in my hand already when he walked up. So I never had to reach below his eye level and give him any reason to wonder what am I reaching for. Because the thing is that an officer, he is always wondering, is this person that I stopped a lawbreaker or are they a good, honest citizen? You're taking that reasonable suspicion away from him when you make his job easy. This particular officer came up to my door. I handed him my license, told him I was a CPL holder. And at that time, I told him I was not carrying. And his response actually was, why not? And one thing I find that officers up here are generally very friendly towards those of us that are CPL holders, so they know that we've been vetted, we've gone through the process of training, we've gone through the fingerprinting, the background checks. We have nothing to hide. There is a case in the appeals court right now. I believe it's gotten to that level. It is a Marquette County case. I've posted it on my Facebook page. Brandon Rickard of Rickard and Ruiz Law Offices is representing this person. A lady that was pulled over, she did hand her documents to the officer, and when he asked where the firearm was, she would not disclose that information. And again, I'm not an attorney, but if you read the law, it does not specifically say you have to tell that officer exactly where the location of that firearm is, only that you have it. And that's what's going through the courts right now. So hopefully sometime within the first half of this year, we're going to have a ruling on that to clarify that part of the law.
That's really interesting, actually, that you bring that up. And I'd actually like to ask you a few more questions, including about a different kind of class that you're going to be offering now through 906 Concealed Carry. Can you hang around for our next outdoor report?
Yeah, sure can.
Excellent. Avery Smith from 906 Concealed Carry. We'll continue with him later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.